The time at 15 past 11.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse and over in Dawson on the phone. Good morning, Dwayne. Have you recovered from last night?
I have kind of a sore throat and hard to talk. It was exciting. Football game was great.
Yes, it was. A lot of people there at RB Clay Field last night.
Well, it was absolutely packed. It was a great time, and talked to a few of the football players, and they're excited. So on to the next game.
Yeah, and that'll be Tuesday. Section seedings came out, and the Blackjacks will host McCray on Tuesday. So
got to take one game at a time from here on out.
That's right. All right, garden show, Dwayne. Yeah, we're kind of wrapping up. I think we're going to do another garden show next week, and that'll wrap it up for the season. And yep. What's happening at Heather?
Well, like you said, we're going to do one more show next week, so we'll run through the end of October. So if anybody has any questions, make sure you call them in or email them in, and we'll answer those. We have the plant of the week. Is the honey gold apple. I showed a picture of I planted some honey gold apples yesterday, and then we, if you look in the background of that picture, have a lot of deer in that area, so we put up a deer fence around the apple trees.
Okay, not honey crisp apple, honey gold apple. There's a
honey
difference.
Honey gold apple, okay?
Okay, a difference.
Honey gold is a yellow apple, okay?
Okay.
Honey crisp and honey gold are two of my favorite apples. If you don't have either one of those, you should definitely plant those. Honey gold is a yellow, medium to large apple. Really sweet, absolutely fantastic this year. So whatever the weather environment was, they loved it. If you haven't tasted a locally grown honey gold apple, I would try to find some.
Okay.
Yes, they're very, very good, very sweet. Good tree to plant.
Do you have apple trees for sale at Heather?
Yeah, we sell all kinds of apple trees. And usually the ones that are University of Minnesota has developed, we have a lot of those. And so, it's time to, if you want to plant, still time to plant. You can plant apple trees, or we've been planting a lot of memorial trees too around town, or people have been planting trees. And just make sure all your young trees, or even your bushes and stuff that have been established, perennials, make sure that you water them good. If we don't get a soaking rain, you want to have your plants wet going into the winter.
Okay.
But when we're on apples, there's been a couple events even in Canby and Madison already by Apples in Minnesota, presented by Mike Kegley, and he's going to be talking on Monday coming up at the Dawson Library about apples that have been developed and how to take care of your apples. And if you're interested in that, you sign up at the Dawson Library, and it's Monday night at 6:30 at the Dawson Library. Apples in Minnesota.
Yeah, I interviewed Mike a couple weeks ago. It was very interesting to listen to him.
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable on especially apples, and fruit trees are one of his passions. So if you want to really dig into apples, come Monday night to the City of Dawson Library.
Okay.
I think you have to pre-register because they only have 20 spots open. So call the library in Dawson and get your name on the list.
Okay. Well, Dwayne, what's our concern of the week?
Getting ready for a Minnesota winter with your plants.
How do you do that?
Well, there's a lot. I developed a number of years ago, and keep adding to it every year, is a Heather Nursery fall checklist on what you should do with your tree. And we've talked about this a little bit before. Trees, shrubs, fruits, roses, vegetable gardens, etc. Definitely some things that you should do that I don't see being done a lot is got to wrap your young trees with tree wrap, It's a brown paper with an asphalt center to it and helps protect the trees from sun scald. That's sun beating down on the trunk of the tree, and then your tree splits. So if you have young trees that you've planted in the last few years or smooth bark trees, one of my pet peeves is people don't take care of them. You've got that investment, take care of it. Again, okay. We talked about make sure that your plants go into the cold weather wet. Another thing that would really help, that if you don't want to buy another evergreen or arborvitae or yews or plants that hold onto their leaves like azaleas and rhododendrons, got to spray wilt proof on there. That kind of seals them up so they don't dehydrate over the winter.
Okay.
Oh. And then till your garden, put some fertilizer on there and till it in so it's ready to go for next year. Get all your debris off there and be ready to garden next spring.
All right. Hey, I forgot to open up our phone line, so we're going to do that now. With any lawn or garden question for Duane, give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or you can email us at koqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, we've got a question here, and it's a good one. This person moved in clay for building site, and they want to plant grass around the building. How many inches of black dirt is necessary to grow decent grass? How many inches of black dirt?
Decent grass, he said, right?
Yep.
6 inches.
6 inches of black dirt.
Yep, people don't do that, eh? There isn't hardly a lot of 6-inch topsoil even in our area. But if you don't want it to go, you know, and you get that heat-related, you know, hot summers like we had, and you don't have a good root system on your grass, you're going to have problems, so you get to do it again. A lot of people, your minimum would be 2 inches, okay? But here's what I would suggest. If he has a clay base like he does, you don't want to have layer on top or layer. So you want to put some black dirt on top of that and then till it in so you get kind of a transition zone from your good topsoil down into your clay. That transition will allow the water to go through, plus it will let the roots go into that clay a little better. So put down a couple inches of black soil, till it in, then put another couple inches on top of that, then you'll be able to grow grass.
Do you need to treat that black soil before you plant your grass with something?
You know what? That's a great question, Paul.
I've learned from you.
Yeah. You know, if you have black dirt and it's been piled, okay, for, you know, 6 months to a year, what happens is biology in that soil will die because it doesn't get oxygen, okay? So you need to replenish the living creatures in your soil. So you should spray a beneficial bacteria, beneficial fungi on there. And that's what Earth Elements is all about. So put some Earth Elements on your area, or you can use a liquid and spray it on there, which is fairly cheap. That'll put those little creatures back in your soil.
All right, yeah. Now see, I don't host a garden show for nothing. I can come up with a question once in a while.
You do a good. Well, even talking about Mr. Ramo here, is that Paul and I got together yesterday, besides football, and we marked trees in Paul's backyard because Paul's going to have two trees planted for him, two maple trees. And we put white flags out there, called Gopher State one call, and they're, I don't know if they've been in your backyard yet, Paul.
Nope.
But they have to mark the lines, and then you have to wait 48 hours. Weekends don't count, so beginning of next week, we'll plant Paul's trees.
Okay. And I found it interesting yesterday. I kind of had my two trees lined up in a row.
Yep.
And you said you prefer not to do that. Why is that?
It's of interest, you know, because in your backyard by your patio, which is very important to you, you got one that's really close to your patio for shade, and then you'll be able to see the other tree if you moved it in a little bit from your patio instead of having hiding behind that other tree. So I think the interest, just so you can see that other tree better.
Okay, good.
I get that question a lot, and a lot of people want it aligned because it's easier to mow. But
that's what my wife said.
We got riding lawnmowers these days, or it's not that hard to go around a tree.
What's the rule of thumb as far as planting trees? How far apart should they be?
I would say you should have it. You know, it depends on the size of the tree. The bigger the tree, the farther apart. But you should be close to 30 feet apart.
Okay.
Are we that far?
I think so, at least.
Yeah. So okay. 30 plus feet, because you got two larger maple trees there with great fall color. So give them some room. Let them mature. Don't try to jam them in there. That's what's been, especially with our evergreen trees, that, you know, in groves and stuff, we've planted them too close together. And they don't get good air circulation, and they have health problems. So give them some room, let them grow.
All right, here's a question from one of our listeners that just called in. Should I cut off hostas for winter?
Two theories there. You can cut them off now so it's ready to go for spring. If you want to get a little protection, you leave those leaves on, and it might collect some snow, and covered with snow will help protect the wind, help protect that hosta in case we have a bad winter. You know, open winter is bad, hard on a lot of plants. So either way, if you don't get time to do it in the spring and they're really busy, they have to be cut off before they start growing again. So if you have time now, get it done.
Okay. All right, Duane, we've got a couple minutes here. What do you got for sale at Heather, or what are you working on this week? Still landscaping?
Oh, yeah, we'll be landscaping till we can't get a hole in the ground. Got a lot of landscaping to do. Planting a lot of trees. Planting more memorial trees, you know, like at the football field here in Dawson. And, you know, we also did a lot of planting of trees at the Biome Park in Madison. There's memorial trees there, and also at the Grand Park. So you can, if you still want to donate a tree, I sold 4 memorial trees yesterday to go out at the Dawson football field. So still planting, doing a lot of pruning. Time to prune your bushes before you get the cold weather. Wrap your trees. Again, get that wilt-proof on your arborvitaes. A lot of things going. Get everything cleaned up so you're ready to go for next spring. Plant your tulip bulbs.
Okay.
A lot of things going on.
Still can mow your lawn.
Should mow your lawn. You want to mow your lawn a little shorter than you normally do, you know, like 2 inches, because you don't want your grass blades to bend over and lay flat, because they'll hold in the moisture, and you can get what's called snow mold, or get those voles in there, those little creatures. So mow it a little shorter your last mowing in the fall. Get all those leaves picked up.
Okay, got a quick question for a quick answer. Should you rake your lawn?
Yes.
Why do you rake your lawn?
Get rid of those leaves. Just what we were talking about. You get rid of those leaves. Those leaves packed down on your lawn, they can hold that moisture in, and you'll get snow mold.
Okay.
Compost those leaves. If you have good, healthy leaves, compost and put it on your garden and till it in.
Okay. Sounds good, Duane. Well, there we go. We have another garden show, and you got 3 locations people can shop at.
Yeah, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. We got a lot of stuff at all places, and be glad to take care of your floral, trees, shrubs, landscaping needs. So give us a call at Heather Nursery and Floral.
All right, next week, next Thursday, will be our last garden show of the season, right?
Yeah, so get all those questions in. You know, if you don't want to talk about Christmas trees, we can talk about them.
All right. Well, you're jumping the gum. Let's do Thanksgiving, Halloween, and Thanksgiving first.
There you go. Bring the candy out.
All right. Thanks, Duane. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. You have a great day, everybody.
That's Duane Hasted with The Garden Show from Heather Floral and Greenhouse.